When the State Department put out its terrorism blacklist this week, Sudan was still on it. The Bush administration had been holding out the possibility of taking the African nation off the list. The thinking was that the removal from the list would be a carrot to get the Islamic government to resolve a brutal conflict in southern Sudan. That optimism, however, has now faded. International observers are accusing Sudan of encouraging ethnic cleansing in the west of the country. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
A French nurse who spent 4 months in Darfur in western Sudan says what she witnessed was shocking. Coralie Lachelle describes villages burned to the ground and Arab militiamen on horses and camels standing guard to make sure the mainly black Muslim population didn't return.
It's really, really violent. Gunshot for the men, for the children as well. Rape for the woman. Woman beaten by sticks on the face. You are not protected because you are a woman or children. It's the same for everybody.
Robert Laprade of Save the Children says the stories he heard in Darfur fit a pattern. Villages came under aerial attack by Sudanese planes. Then the Arab militias moved in.
I talked to a boy named Rashid, who was 13 years old, and he had to flee his village in the middle of the night with his mother and his uncle. His father had been killed. He fled, obviously, in trauma. They left with almost nothing. They left with a couple of donkeys, and even the donkeys were taken away.
Laprade says children are being recruited into fighting forces on both sides. Sudan, which has severely restricted access to the region, blames two rebel groups for starting the conflict. But aid workers say Sudan's response and its arming of the Arab militias have amounted to an ethnic cleansing campaign. UN Secretary General Kofi Annan says the world must not allow another Rwanda. The head of the U.S. Agency for International Development, Andrew Natsios, described Darfur as the most serious humanitarian crisis in the world today, though he's hesitant to call it a genocide, a politically loaded term that would require an international response.
It does not appear to us right now that that term is appropriate. However, the razing of villages, the creating of a large displaced population, and the attacks on women, the atrocities are very real.
Critics charged that until recently the U.S. turned a blind eye to atrocities in Darfur in order to get a foreign policy win in another part of Sudan. The Bush administration had been hoping that by now Sudan would have signed a peace deal with the Christian and Animist rebels in the south and end a conflict that has raged there for decades. Now the State Department Special Advisor for Sudan, Michael Ranenberger, admits Darfur has cast a huge shadow over the north-south peace process.
You know, we've always told the government of Sudan, if there's a peace agreement, we will normalize relations with you. Now we've said, well, if there's a peace agreement, we will not normalize relations with you until the Darfur thing is addressed. That's how, in a quite explicit way, the Darfur thing has complicated the North-South peace process.
U.S. officials are now beginning to raise the question whether Sudan can be serious about peace with the South while allowing an ethnic cleansing campaign to gather steam in the West. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.